Paris, 1949, the Champs-Élysées, Saint-Michel, Mont-Beaujolais way. And I recall that you were mine in those Parisian days.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is the 30th day of March, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. And here again to talk to you about current events, current crimes, current liars, current situations. Try to help you to see clearer what's going on. And, French Connection is the name of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am thewitness.com. So much has been going on here in France with the election cycle, and they're starting to bring out violence in the streets again to say that the only solution for it is a iron-fisted midget named Nicolas Sarkozy, which is a very frightening thought for me and anybody here who hopes to remain free, but I'm not going to really go into that because it's frightening. That's all I can tell you. It's terrible, and the choices that they're giving alternatives to this guy are almost as bad. And anyway, that cycle is coming up. That election cycle is coming up, and but it looks like the Iranian mess. They're trying everything they can to get that thing going, and they just may do it. They you know, there's enough evidence now that I'm reading that says they're going to get away with it because Americans basically are so stupid they don't know right from left or up from down. It's interesting. I was talking to Eric about these people trying to pinpoint countries on a map, and they had one person actually put a pin in Australia and think it was North Korea. And then the wife of this moron who did it said, "Boy, I never knew that North Korea was so large." Oh, boy. Yeah. And, you know, but see, when you're dealing with this level of ignorance, this level of stupidity, you know, geez, I remember in school, even the dumbasses had some level of knowledge about what was going on around them. I'm going back now 40 years, 35 years. I mean, I'm starting to get up in years here. But this was before the system was completely lost. I mean, we were 50% lost when I was in school, but now it's just a pile of stink when you go to school in any Western country. Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, the French system is pretty tough compared to America, at least. You don't get a high school diploma in France unless you pass an exam called the baccalaureate. And needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, it is not an American high school diploma. In fact, America gives you two years of university credit if you've got a high school diploma from France, because the level is so much higher. However, they don't teach you here to think. They teach you here to memorize, which I think is every bit as bad. They want you memorizing all of the facts around the world's deceptions. You know, how Nazism did everything and how Hitler did it all and how, you know, the Jews are the victims and, you know, if that's geopolitics. And then, but they do this. They do the science side and they do the mathematics where If you're getting a baccalaureate high school diploma from France, your math skills are at least up to Algebra 2, minimum. And that's even if you're in the arts. That's if you're getting an arts high school diploma, because they have different types of high school diplomas. But if you're in the science high school diploma, you have to have advanced calculus and you have to have these things. And on the exam, you are given some very, very tough questions. And every year, students here are just frightened to death of going into the back, and many, 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 many tens of thousands don't pass. There have been calls to weaken the quality of their back for some of these technical things, but that has not happened by and large. But in America, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to an inner city school here, and if you just showed up every day, you'd get a high school diploma. That doesn't mean – we've actually had thousands, tens of thousands of cases across America where students were illiterate upon graduating from high school, illiterate, functionally illiterate. They had a nominal skill in understanding road signs and possibly, food labels and whatnot. But as far as reading a paragraph from anything high school level and then transferring that into understanding of what they read, they were illiterate. And yet they passed high school. So it's no surprise that somebody would put a pin in Australia and say it's North Korea. And then you juxtapose that kind of education onto the geopolitical lies that are coming out of our press. And it's no mystery how people don't understand what's going on in Iraq and Iran. In fact, most people don't even know the difference between the two. And as it's been stated many times, still half the country thinks that Saddam Hussein was behind the 9/11 attack. However, there have been some headway made in the fight against the lying. Now, of course, I don't trust this Rosie O'Donnell thing as far as I can throw that whale of a woman, but the simple truth of the matter is that it is bringing attention to the fact that it's a lie. Now, and every time they have tried to discredit someone coming out about this, even Charlie Sheen, when we knew Charlie Sheen was going to be outed weeks after he said 9/11 was an inside job, for all of his nonsense with his wives and transvestites and gambling and all the rest of it, and his divorce papers were going to be made public, and we knew the attempt would be made to make him look like a drug-infested nut job loser, and that in turn would destroy his credibility on the 9/11 issue. Well, it didn't entirely work. It didn't entirely wash, and it kind of fell short, and in fact, it helped push this further out into the mainstream, which, there is a benefit that came out of Sheen doing that. Now, we always thought it was done on purpose, and we always thought Sheen was selected in order to discredit the rest of us. And I believe that to this day. And I'm wondering again, is this this one with this idiot daytime talk show moron doing the same thing? Well, here's the idea. It's not necessarily that she doesn't have credibility, which in my mind she doesn't, but she's saying some truthful things. The idea that I'd like you all to understand is that who is she saying has the truth? And the people that she's saying have the truth are people like John Connor, which is not his name. I believe his name is, he's a Jewish gentleman from what I've gleaned. And Alex Jones, one of the people that are pushing the real criminals to the background and the Luciferian controllers to the foreground, the New World Order crowd of liars. And they don't want to let anybody know about dancing Israelis. They don't want to let anybody know about the Mossad being part of the Muhammad Atta clan. And they don't want to let anybody know that that the Israeli insiders within our government, Faith and Wormser and Ladine and the rest. These are just henchmen, by the way. They're not the big cheeses of this. But they were all dual citizen Israelis, and they were all part of this. We've been telling you this for 2 years. We've been telling you this stuff for 2 years. So Alex Jones doesn't tell you about Mr. Ladine, doesn't tell you about Frank Lowy and his workings with Silverstein and how, you know, all these people have worked together. They don't say that stuff. They don't tell you that Israel is in this stuff up to their eyeballs. The insider trading and the short selling that went on out of Israel days in advance of the attack against American Airlines and I think it was Delta and others. So, of course, as long as Alex is out there saying, you know, it's the Chinese, it's the Latinos, it's this, it's that, and then once in a while says, yeah, well, there are a few Israelis involved, and so he's trying to backtrack here and not be outed as the liar he is, because basically what they'd like, ladies and gentlemen, is to be in control when the dust settles. And they want people turning to Alex Jones as their source for the truth, which he will never get the story correctly from that man. It just will never happen. And, in fact, when you finally do tune into him as an ultimate source of the truth, you're going to be led down the road to ruin. And this is coming from a group of people that are following him that have an interest. They've shown a actual interest in wanting the facts. And this is the painful part for myself, for Eric, for others that are trying to get the truth out, is that in point of fact, the people that are listening to Alex Jones do want to know more facts. And there are tens and even maybe 100,000 people that are following him that could be getting the full story were they to listen to us. But of course, we're not even spoken of. We are the ghost people. Now, we've got 10,000 or more people, but you won't find me on Wikipedia. There are tens of thousands of things on Wikipedia of people with less following than Daryl Bradford Smith and the French Connection, and have had 1/50th or 1/100th the impact on a lot of issues that we've had. And yet we're not touched. They did an expose on me, and when they found out the effect of we were having, they got rid of us. they erased us right away, because Wikipedia is an Israeli-run website, as are most of these information websites that people turn to for the so-called truth. But it gets difficult, you know, and because what this guy, Rye Dawson, put out a decent little expose, but there were a couple of mistakes that he made, and I want to point them out right now, because he did point out a lot of these neocons are actually just plain Israeli criminals working for world supremacy, and they're using their home base of Israel and their position in the American government to kill our country and to get us all, to lose everything about the nation that we've ever thought we had. He backed this guy Ritter, Scott Ritter, which we know. This guy Ritter, up until just 6-7 months ago, was still saying that the attack was done by 19 Arabs. And we also know that he was caught trying to solicit a 13-year-old, and then I think it was a 14 or 15-year-old, by a sting operation from local police. Now, whether or not they were setting him up to be controlled, because he was at the time going off the reservation on them, and they said, what does the guy have a pension for, and what can we railroad him into? That might be the case. We'll talk a little bit about that with others in a couple of minutes. And then Sybil Edmonds, who, in my view, has never outed a darn thing. And, in fact, what she's pointed out is that the tentacles of this conspiracy go back to Pakistan and some high-level people in Pakistan, some elites over there, and a couple of other Middle Eastern connections. Some of them might be Israeli, la, 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 la. And so these two things, Mr. Dawson, I think you really need to reexamine. But the rest of his expose was pretty much on the money, and I will give him his due on that. But that's not why I'm bringing Rye Dawson's video up. I'm bringing it up because he doesn't go to the next level, and this is where all roads lead. Who are the bosses of these criminals? Who did they take their marching orders from? Who is it that's benefiting from the implosion of the Western world's governmental structure? Is it the Americans? Are the Americans that powerful that they can reach over Europe and control the European press? Reach over to France and control the election process here with Mr. Sarkozy? Or go up to Sweden? Sweden and control the murder of Ms. Lind, or go around the globe and no, they can't, and they didn't, and they haven't. This conspiracy goes far higher, way beyond the outings of Ry Dawson's work, which that doesn't mean he doesn't believe that people are behind these people. It just means what we really need to do is give people the full structure, the full idea that there are international money people from the Ashkenazi Jewish community, Zionists, if you will, who are behind these machinations worldwide. Yeah. So, and if you don't make those connections for people, you're not telling the whole story. And so I thought I'd bring that up because I did watch this video. A lot of good stuff in there, and he went farther than Alex Jones ever could, ever would. Jack Blood and Colbert and I mean all of these people that are in the so-called truth movement. He did a good job with a lot of it. So anyway, but I want to talk a little bit about the use of homosexuality. It's a subject that, you know, people worry that I might be anti-gay and anti-this and anti-that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there have been homosexuals in our society since human beings were human beings. And I dare say that rational studies have put that number around 10%. And I'm of a mind that, you know, how could you marginalize 10% of the human family just because of a condition or a situation or an enjoyment viscerally, because sexual desire is something that goes into your very being. How could you marginalize that many of the human family? It's inhuman to think that you could do that. That's not the problem. The problem is that this group is being used. It's being used as a blackmail tool. It's being used as a population control tool. It's being used as a tool of division and derision between different groups and different people. And it's being fostered in our societies as a way of keeping people apart from looking at who the real criminals are. And we have used the idea of homosexuality as a way of sickening the rest of society. And that's not to say that the gay community adopted the bathhouse process and adopted the 300-400 partner sex practices and stuff. And that's not all of them. You see, this is a minority within this group. And then what happened was they were told throughout their time that they, you know, if they took this drug, they could have more fun. If they took these poppers, if they had this kind of anal sex, or if they had this all kind of these activities, they could be more fun. And during that time, they promoted a lot of big stars into positions of prominence within Hollywood and within the music industry who were known to be gay from the beginning. People like John Travolta. People like, I don't know, how about, you know, George Michael and, what's his name, Elton John, and this new guy Mika over in England, and Tom Cruise, and so many others. And there's probably a list of hundreds, if not thousands. That probably goes all the way back to the beginnings of Hollywood. But point being is that these people were used because they could be controlled. They could be lured into doing things that were vomitous in the minds of others. You know, they, during the 1980s, people talked about gerbil stuffing and all this other nonsense, fisting and sick stuff like this. I mean, stuff that would turn the stomach of anyone. You know, stomach turning sickness, and I'm sure that under the, you know, drugs of I don't know what they would feed these people, but they, you know, they probably got these people bottled up. Now, who's pushing this kind of sickness around the globe, and what kind of people are doing it? Scientology is one of them, and Scientology is a big group in Europe as well. They're all over France, and they've been endorsed by this guy Sarkozy over here. He's been over to their centers, and religion, ladies and gentlemen, is being used as a control mechanism. This Scientology sickness, I'm going to get hate mail for this, Mormonism, talking about spaceships and religion coming from space, and it's no more nonsensical than the rest of the stuff that I read about other religions. I mean, some of this stuff is people walking on water and stuff like that. Come on. Get a brain. And this idiot today, this idiot nun, claiming that John Paul II is a miracle worker because she got rid of some disease, she claims, because he said so. Boy. And then you wonder, then it doesn't surprise you that people say Australia is North Korea. Yeah, and how about all the people, I'm going to put a piece of toast in my toaster over here, and I'm going to carve a picture of the cross on it with the face of Jesus, and then I'm going to call the press, and geez, I'll have a pilgrimage to my little farm in France, and I'll say, oh, you got Jesus' face on a piece of toast, or, this tells you how lost people are, how truly alone people feel, how powerless they all feel to do anything. And see, they don't want you to feel empowered against blackmail and against extortion and against the forces of perversion and vulgarity and all this. They don't want you to feel like you have any say in this, and they want you to be criminalized for even speaking out in any sense about any of this stuff. They want you to be powerless, and they want you to be walked over by what they've got in mind for you. And so far, it's worked. And I wonder if anybody out there really thinks America in its present form is even fixable. Because personally, in its present form, it is not fixable. And, Eric and myself and others I speak to who are in the know think the storm is just going to happen because there's just too many idiots, too many people who are 400, 300, 400, and 500 pounds wearing circus tents for clothing, going to stores and buying bags of chips and Twinkies. And then going home and sitting in front of a big screen TV and collecting a federal check for their efforts. Oh, yeah. Get it. And one need wonder, because the Europeans are going to be smarmy about, well, we're not that bad. Yes, you are. You've bought into socialism, you fools. You've got the government doing everything for you, from wiping your fanny all the way up to taking care of everything about you. The nanny state here is not just an idea. It is a way of life, as it is in America. There is no human independence any longer. People are dependent upon government, and that is why they are so afraid to stand up against it, because they worry, what will happen to me if this system is no longer in place? Well, if you're the 400-pound American going to the Twinkie bag and the potato chip bag, you probably can just sit there and shrink down for 4 or 5 months until the dust settles, and maybe you'll still be around. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, or if you're poking maps with countries that you don't even know where they are, good riddance to you. See ya. And then, of course, they put on these people, like this guy Bonaducci, saying that he wants that Rosie O'Donnell should be killed. Well, he's the one who should be killed, not Rosie O'Donnell. And I mean, anybody who is putting out the facts that he says are real, and which we know they're not, and saying the things he is, needs to be hunted down like a sick and rabid animal, and then taken out. That's what needs to be done with this guy. Whether or not he will get his just desserts is a matter of time here. I guess you'll see. But the people who know facts about all these events that we've discussed here on this French Connection, the 10,000 or more, or even more than that, because we get 10,000, 8,000 a day, 12,000 sometimes a day, all told, but not everybody comes to our website every day. So our footprint in the world is larger by numbers than what we get on a daily visit. You know, people do come to the site maybe twice, once a week. In fact, some people have been so disgusted by the lack of movement within America and Europe that they've just given up. They've just thrown their hands up and said, every man for himself. You know, man the lifeboats. We're jumping off this sinking ship. And I don't know how many thousands of people are in that situation, but, you know, and then you've got the cleanup batter, the guy in the fourth position over there, Alex Jones, trying to sweep up all of the new blood that's coming into this movement, and he's calling his work the so-called truth. Now, he may just succeed in sweeping up all these imbeciles, these snaggletooth southern morons coming from southern states that are just fighting you. You have the flag, and they're all over there waving flags and having deformed babies when they come home. Patriotism, Jesus, is it? Well, how do people suspend their ability to think when it comes to these patriotism nonsense? It was designed that way, by the way. You know, people have known mind control works with patriotism from in time immemorial, thousands of years we've known that. And that's why tribes will fight with other tribes, because you're part of this tribe and you've got to be proud of it, and you know, the other people are bad and we're good, and yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's all about manipulation. It's always been. Will we get beyond it? Not without blood in the streets, I don't think, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't think we'll get past any of this without a terrible conflagration. It's just going to be, it's going to happen. You know, and the finances, too. I mean, we're talking about record numbers starting to hit on the dollar here, almost 134 to the euro right now. That is one centime. 1 cent away from a record of all time, and will be broached, will be passed, surpassed by probably soon. You know, the inflation numbers and the housing foreclosures and the rest of it is just, America's going down the tubes, and everybody else is running from the American money like the plague. They're just getting out. People don't want it. They don't want to be part of it. So I guess this looks like a very opportune time for these fools to do Iran, because then they can blame the implosion and the subsequent problems on the Iranians and the fact that these bad Persians did all this stuff to the Western world, which is a big lie. And again, I still wonder whether Ahmadinejad is a liar or not. And it seems to me he's setting his country up to be invaded, doing everything he possibly can. I mean, what does he need a nuclear site when he's got more oil than he's got more oil than anybody after Saudi Arabia? He's got more than anybody. And Ahmadinejad, ladies and gentlemen, I wonder very seriously whether this man is not working for the Zionists, because it seems to me that he puts his country at risk every time he declares his right to have nuclear energy. You know, he doesn't need it. And why would he? He can pump out billions of barrels of oil and run generators forever. The country could get oil and gasoline and heat for their families, and foreign exchange money out the gazoo. And they don't need nuclear power. And the fact is, if it is for nuclear devices and the rest of it, you know, is he really in a position to do that? It seems like he's setting his country up to be invaded. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, when you take a look at the influence that these Ashkenazis have in places like Dubai and the United Arab Emirates and many of these other Arab nations, and, you know, the king of Jordan's father being the head mason from the Middle East, and that's all Kabbalistic. That's all the Jews behind all that, the Ashkenazi Zionists. And, you know, you have to wonder. I mean, it's like swimming against the tide here, guys. But I try to keep telling you the truth. I mean, do they really care how much information we put out? Is it really going to change the world what we do? Well, we hope so. It may not happen in our lifetime. It may end up that this information is archived by people over time till the next opportunity comes. Who knows what the future holds? I do know this. We can't shrink from telling the facts as we find them. I mean, I owe that to myself to be as forthright about that stuff as I can be for posterity. I mean, what are they going to do? Drive up to my house and do me in? I don't know, I'm 50 in bad health. I mean, if they just wait a while, they'll probably get their wish. But I don't know. Yeah, it gets tiring and it gets frustrating to see just how low America's population has sunk on the intellectual trail here. We're as stupid as a potato. Mr. Potato Head, everybody in the country. We do have several thousand people listening to the facts as we've outlined them. And probably maybe 100,000 more that could understand these facts given the right opportunity. And I'll tell you, with 110,000, 120,000 people, we could affect change that would be noticeable. And that is why we keep going after those Alex Jones listeners, because they've already shown an interest, like I said before, in wanting to do something. And he's got to be outed, this guy. Everybody has to get on the YouTube blogs and stuff and see if they can throw something up about Alex being a lying sack of crap. And promote IAmTheWitness.com if you could. But anyway, I digress here. I'm going to actually call this a file. And just let you know that we have new people coming up, not new people, old new people coming back. I'm going to talk a little bit about Mr. Bolin and getting his court date finally. He's going to have a jury trial. He's going to be able to share his information with a hopefully a non-biased jury. We'll see how manipulated that ends up. You know, they destroyed evidence on him and whatnot, but we'll talk to him about his most recent article and what he thinks people could do to help him. You know, how could you help the French Connection? Well, send a couple of bucks if you've got it. We could use it. It keeps us fighting. And in the meantime, stand by for more files, stand by for more information, and go do battle for us, guys, because without you, there is no fight. Without you, there is no truth. Without you, we are all finished. So keep the battle going. Keep it raging. And we will do something to take this back somehow. There are great things that come out of hard work that people put into things. And all change has to start with one. And we're not any longer one. We are tens of thousands, and we are able to turn this into a victory. If not in the next years, sometime in the future, we will see victory from our efforts. It will happen. So, till the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.